So I've got 10 charitable planning ideas that I want to talk about, 10 tools in the toolbox. And we're not going to have time to get really deep into any of them because this is really designed to give you sort of an overview. The paper, which Melissa and I have co-written, really digs into some of these things and explains them. It gives examples. It talks about what the technical rules are, but it does it in pretty non-technical language. So if your client says, hey, I'm thinking about doing this trust. I'm worried about providing for my daughter. I also want to do charitable planning. And you don't remember the difference between a charitable lead or a charitable remainder trust, pull the paper out and you can get a quick refresher in reading a few pages of, here's how this works. Here's an example. Here are the technical rules. Here are the things to watch for. Here's when it's most applicable. I do think it'll be a good resource for you guys. The first three types of charitable planning ideas we've sort of already talked about. We're going to recap those and just very briefly. The next group here, we've talked about retirement plan benefits this morning. I'm going to talk about a specific rule that allows some taxpayers to give their IRA directly to charity. Donor advised funds and private foundations, very common tools for wealthy clients to use. What we call split interest trusts, a charitable lead trust or a charitable remainder trust. We're going to touch on those. And then finally, I'm going to speak briefly about charitable gift annuities. The University of Texas would love for me to tell you about their charitable gift annuity program. We'll talk about that in general terms. And also this idea about using a charitable remainder trust, maybe to get the same or a similar benefit that I could have gotten with my old stretch IRA. So here we go on these techniques. We've already talked about cash gifts and the limitations on those gifts. It includes gifts by cash or by check. You can make gifts by credit card. If you write a check on December 31st, but it doesn't clear until January 10th, that's okay as long as it clears in the ordinary course. If I charge my credit card on December 31st and I don't pay the bill until January 20th, still fine. And of course, we do have this $300 above the line deduction for cash gifts to public charities in 2020. Appreciated property gifts, generally, you know, you're limited to the lower fair market value or basis, but there's some special exceptions that we've talked about, which is capital gain property to a 50% charity and marketable securities to a private foundation. Qualified appreciated stock is that gift of stock that's listed on a public securities exchange that you're giving to your private foundation. You get a full fair market value deduction for that. So let's talk about this idea of transferring my IRA to charity. Well, who can do it? When can they do it? And how does it work? And why in the heck would I want to do it? Well, even though the SECURE Act changed the required minimum distribution age to 72, this rule still applies to any taxpayer who's 70 and a half at the time the gift is made. You have to meet 7 technical requirements for it to work, but they're not difficult. The funds have to go straight from your IRA to charity. The charity has to be a 50% charity and not a donor advised fund, even though donor advised funds are 50% charities, they're carved off here. The taxpayer has to be 70 and a half on the day of the gift. The cap is $100,000 per year. It's only going to apply to your regular IRA, not to an SEP or a simple IRA. Doesn't apply to Roth IRAs or even a regular IRA if, to the extent that you have a basis in that IRA, if you've got some non-deductible contributions in there. And finally, the contribution has to be fully deductible, which means the substantiation requirements and those donor benefit issues have to be considered in making sure that this works. Well, why would I want to do a transfer to charity from my IRA? There's a good example in the material that talks about how this works. We have clients who are thinking about making a charitable gift. If they pull money out of their IRA and give it to charity, they may not be able to deduct it because they're only going to deduct it if they get a miscellaneous itemized deduction. Not only that, when they pull the money out of their IRA, their AGI, their adjusted taxable income, goes up, which means some of their other deductions like medical expenses and those kind of things, which are based upon AGI, may be less valuable to them. And so making a distribution straight from your IRA to that charity doesn't impact your income tax return if you're eligible. It counts as part of your minimum required distribution if you're over age 72. And let me remind you, if your client turns 70 and a half before 2020, even though they're not 72, they're still minimum required distributions required for those clients. So it satisfies the minimum distribution requirement. It doesn't increase their AGI, and it allows them to do charitable planning directly. We have clients that make a lot of small charitable gifts, and frankly, financial institutions don't want to write $100, $200 checks to different charities. But some financial institutions have caught on, and they actually are issuing IRA checkbooks that allow a client to make out a check to charity. Well, the money comes straight from the IRA to the charity that qualifies, even though the client is in control of that. So there's some kind of innovative ways to do this. If you go onto the website of Vanguard or Fidelity or something like that, there are sort of step-by-step online mechanisms to help your clients do this. If your client is over 70 and a half, it used to be you couldn't make contributions to IRAs at that point, but now they're permitted. And here's the catch. They don't want you to make a deductible contribution to your IRA and then turn around and give that to charity and never have it included in income. So the amount that you can give to charity on this, in this technique, this direct IRA to charity technique, is decreased by the amount of your post 70 and a half contributions to the IRA. The rules on that are pretty technical, but they're outlined for you on page 8 and 9 of the material and on page 112 of the PDF if you're using the long version of the material.